One of the remarkable features of union power in Hawaii is how much it has bucked a national trend. Between 1983 and 2014, nationwide, the percentage of wage earners in a union declined from 20% to 11%. It declined in Hawaii, too, but not by nearly as much, from 29% to about 22% between 1983 and 2014. We spoke with leaders from 6 of the 10 largest unions in the state for their thoughts on why that is, and if they think it will last. Some common themes emerged. Union leaders from J.N. Musto with the University of Hawaii Professional Assembly to Peter Ganaban with LIUNA Local 368 credit the plantation era for forging a tradition of organized labor in the islands. But the plantations are long gone. What keeps membership rates high in Hawaii is the fact that more heavily unionized industries dominate our economy, especially government workers, as well as travel and the trades. Playing an active political role doesn't hurt either. We detail the amounts of political contributions of the state's top unions as well. Direct contributions to individual campaigns do not add up to a staggering number. However, there's plenty of value in being able to turn out large numbers of people in matching T-shirts to wave signs for a favored candidate. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.